I misled the NCAA with, you know, false information about me going out to Deion Sanders' house, and, you know, I apologize for it, and I'm back on track and I'm ready to go.
Do you think this could affect how high you get drafted?
Sir?
Do you think this could affect how high you get drafted?
No, sir. I don't think so at all, but, you know, it's not my call.
Did they ask you why you did, why you lied or misled them or whatever?
Yes, sir, they did.
What's your answer to that?
You know, I was nervous, you know, how the way they came at me, you know, come to find out, you know, what I did. I mean, going out to Deion Sanders' house, it wasn't a violation, but, you know, me lying, that was a violation, so I got the punishment for it.
What's your relationship with Deion Sanders like today after all?
It's still great, you know, it's not going to change. His intentions wasn't to hurt me, and, you know, he's going to always be one of my favorite football players, and it's going to forever stay that way. You know, just keep my head up, you know, don't get down, you know, and that's how I felt. You know, I've been through worse things than that, you know. I didn't get depressed, you know, I just held my head high and just kept it moving.
What's your biggest regret?
My biggest regret during that situation? My biggest regret was, you know, just not telling the truth.
People got a bad opinion of you, like you're a bad person. You want to kind of clear that up, that, you know, that was a bad mistake you made. It doesn't define your character.
Oh, yes, sir. It was a bad mistake. You know, I'm a great person. You know, I enjoy it. You know, I'm good at making people smile. You know, for the people who know me, they know that it was a bad mistake. And they know that I'm, you know, I'm a loving, caring person. And I love to have fun. Oh, yes, sir. You know, I felt it was kind of harsh, but at the same time, you know, I just took it as a man. You know, there's nothing I can do about it. I just kept it going.
Dad, there's never been a question about what kind of player you are. Are you looking forward to getting on the field, letting your athletic ability do your talking instead of having to talk about this?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm ready to put back on those pads, you know, just do what I do best. Yes, sir.
Any teams asking you whether you plan to, you know, about reporting a training camp on time, that sort of stuff?
No teams have asked me about none of that. You know, on that question, you know, that situation is that situation. You know, Mike is his own man. I'm my own man.
How closely did you follow Oklahoma State's season?
At the same time, it was kind of hard to watch, but I still watched it. You know, I followed my same routine. I prayed every Saturday for the opponent and our team, and I sat on my couch and watched the game.
How did you train during that time? Were you running routes? Were you just riding?
It was kind of hard, you know, training a little bit. It was kind of hard training by myself. You know, I didn't do much, but I caught footballs, and that was about it. You know, Deion is my mentor, and Deion just, you know, he never talked to me about football. It was more of my personal life, you know, just seeing was my mom okay, seeing was my brother okay, seeing was my sister okay. He checked up on me, you know, every now and then.
Did you need someone like that? I mean, did you need that?
Yes, sir. You know, it made me feel good, you know, just because it's just like any kid, you know, it's Deion Sanders. And, you know, and he was telling me the right things, not the wrong things.
What NFL receiver would you compare yourself to?
I would compare myself to Larry Fitzgerald as far as going up for the football, you know, attacking the ball.
What teams have shown the most interest in you? What teams have shown the most interest in
you? To be honest, I really can't tell, but hopefully some more interest.
Your mother obviously had to make some tough decisions when you were younger. Just talk about that and what you learned from her.
You know, my mom, you know, the decisions my mom made, you know, that's for, you know, to provide my sister, my brother, you know, for us to have things, you know, in life.
Florida wide receiver Brandon James at table 6.
You know, I hate the fact that she made those decisions, but, you know, it don't change the way I feel about her. I feel like everything that I have accomplished and all the success I have, I feel like I owe that all to her. And what's up?
Where do you think you fit in the first round?
To be honest, I really don't know. And to tell the truth, I really don't care. It's whoever draft me, I'm ready to go.
You lived a sort of hard life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The best thing that ever happened to me was me going to Oklahoma State. You know, I felt like whenever I got there, you know, that's all I needed. And I knew if I do all the things I'm supposed to do right, you know, I'd be able to take care of my mom and we wouldn't have to worry about that anymore. And I feel like, you know, God bless me to accomplish all these things for me to do that.
After missing quite a bit of football, do you feel like you're capable of going into a team and becoming a number one wide receiver in your rookie year?
I feel like I'm going to go to whoever. I'm going to do my best. I'm anxious to get back on the field. I'm excited, and I feel like whenever I do touch the field, I'm just going to come out trying to make plays the best way I can. You know what? It did at the time, but when I sat down and thought about it, in my mind, I felt like, you know, I know what went on and I'm through that situation. And I just, you know, talked to my mom and I talked to my best friend. My best friend told me that, you know, got to take care of it. And I believe that, and that's what I did.
Who's your best friend?
His name is Kadero King.
What's the relationship with him? Is that from growing up?
Yeah, it's from growing up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel like all the interviewing I have done, I feel like teams have watched them and they can see that I am a great person, you know. Like I said, I get along real well with people. I love being around people. I love being around kids. I just love making people smile.
Still working out in Tampa?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I really didn't look at it, you know, that way. I looked at Eugene, what type of person he was, checked his background, you know, and everything was great, you know. And he also had, you know, the best player in the NFL on his players, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
It'll be real important. You know, I can't wait, you know. I can't wait to get back in pads. You know, hopefully, most likely, you know, I will be there the first day of camp.
Are you working out here? Do you do all the workouts here?
No, sir. I'm going back to my pro day. I'm going to do all the workouts at my pro day.
What day is the pro day?
Pro day is March 10th.
Why not do it here?
You know, I haven't talked to Coach Gundy in a while, but me and Coach Gundy relationship, you know, it's real good. You know, it's not bad at all.
Des, you were talking about one of your best qualities is attacking the football. How does that go the rest of your game? How does that benefit the rest of your game too on the field? Can you see yourself in the attacking style too, all over the field?
I see myself as, you know, just a person on the field, just trying to make something happen. I feel like, you know, in my mind, I feel that, you know, I can make a play anywhere on the field, as far as, you know, kick return, punt return, anywhere the coach put me, I'm willing to do whatever.
Why not work out here, especially if you're not having as much tape?
Sir?
Why not work out here, especially after?
Because last week, you know, I had tweaked my hamstring a little bit. I tweaked it during the game, one of the games I played in during the 2009 season.
Thanks, Des.
Yes, sir. He talked to me, you know, every now and then. It's not much, but when he do talk to me, you know, he lead me, he give me the right information, and you know, I listen to him and I take it from there.
What's the best advice you gave him about this whole draft process?
You know, just, you know, he really haven't gave me any advice about the draft process, but he just, like, for us life, just stay focused, you know. Stay focused and humble, and, you know, you won't fall.
How do you think missing the games you missed has affected your game?
North Alabama wide receiver Preston Parker.
I feel like me missing those games, it haven't affected my game any, you know. Probably before I started my training, probably affect, you know, my conditions and things like that, but you know, as far as, you know, just playing a game of football, I don't think it affected at all.
How much does it hurt your personally that it damaged your legacy at Oklahoma State? You know, you had the chance to be the greatest receiver and post the biggest numbers, and now people, when they think of you, the first thing they might think of is NCAA suspension. Does that hurt you personally?
It don't, because I feel that, like I said, you know, the people at Oklahoma State, they know, the fans, they know I am. They know that, you know, I love to have fun with them. You know, I talk to them. They know that I'm a great person. They know I just made a mistake, and I feel like they forgave me for it.
As far as those records, those receiving records, not that important?
Nah, it's not that important. You know, I'm just out there playing football, man.
How much will you rely on Deion's advice throughout your rookie season, throughout your career?
No, if it's, you know, he always give me good advice. You know, I'm going to continue to listen to him. You know, like I said earlier, his intentions wasn't to hurt me, you know. Deion always, you know, he always led me with the right information, and I still thank him to this day for it.
What is the best advice he's given you?
You know, just stay focused, you know. Stay hungry. Don't let up. Things like that. And Stillwater. Nah, it don't distract me at all.
You're not gonna stop by and say hello.
Nah.
Last couple questions, guys.
The Randy Moss connection to your coordinator, right?
Did he ever see
you guys
might
be able to talk to him?
Oh, no, sir.
What do you think of Moss? Do you feel any connection to him being a taller guy?
You know, like, it's like Larry Fitzgerald, you know, they both got that, you know, knack going up, you know, they just got that knack, you know, just going up, making a play. And I feel like I have that same.
Syracuse wide receiver Mike Williams, table one.
What do you want teams to remember or think about you as they leave here? What do you really want to get across to the teams that you talk to while you're here?
That Dez Bryant is a great person to be around. He loves the game of football. He'll do whatever it takes to get back on the field and, you know, do whatever to help the team win games.
If you had to have one game that was your resume tape that showed the best of what you can do on the football field, what game would that be?
It'd have to be my sophomore year. I think it was the second game of the season. We played against U of H, and I had a great game. You know, I had I had 236 yards, and I had a punt return. You know, I had three receiving touchdowns and a punt return.
Not bad.
All right, thanks, guys, for wrapping up.
Yes, sir.
Twice or once?
They interviewed me once, twice at Oklahoma State.